Brent, you know, it's nice to see you again on this still lovely fall day, or I guess it's still technically summer in Vancouver, right? When on the September the 20th. It's funny, I was just talking to you and you're a busy, busy guy. You know, I know that Robert Frost said by working faithfully 8 hours a day, you may eventually get to be the boss and work 12 hours a day. You know, does that describe you right now?
That's pretty well said, Ozzy. Sometimes 15.
because let's face it, the good thing is that the market seems to have some life. No, people, even listings that have been for sale for a while and then came down maybe to the price that they should have been in the first place, but we're seeing sales, right?
Yeah, you look like you froze there for a second.
Oh, really? Oh, don't worry about it. No.
Okay, sounds good. So yeah, the market's definitely, you know, definitely if people are coming down there, you know, they were testing the market a little bit higher earlier and now they've come down maybe once, maybe twice. Now the market's kind of hitting and the buyers are coming to showing up at that price. You know, you're starting to get some pretty good traction for sure. The market is pretty active. Lots of offers coming in now, you know, in properties that haven't been sold over the past few months. You know, sitting on the market, so it's definitely better.
They may not be the hottest offers, but people are putting things on paper. And part of it, of course, that this week we have an interest rate reduction. Generally, that gives us a little more confidence. I mean, when you look at the United States, they had not reduced their rates in 9 months, right? And they reduced their rate from 4.25% to 4%. And then the surprise was that Mr. Powell, the Fed chairman, said, well, there's two more rates coming by the year end. Normally, they don't really sort of project that, but he made it very clear that he thought, you know, inflation was okay, you know, the labor market was not okay, and that's why they would see another 0.5% coming down. So that was kind of a surprise in the United States.
Well, definitely a good way to see things. And, you know, when the Fed guy is telling us that, hey, we're expecting rates to come down two more times, you know, that helps people make business decisions and get a little bit more confidence, not only in the real estate market, but also in their own finances, which is helpful.
Yeah, it's no question about it. We talked about also that Warren Buffett invested in home builders and the home builder stocks are rising. And so it all looks on the real estate side, at least a little bit better. The stock market, of course, also took off after the Mr. Powell's result. Well, so let's go to Canada. We also had a rate reduction and ours went from 2.7% to 2.75% to 2.5%. So that's pretty good. And that's our first time in 6 months that we've cut the rate. Everybody's expecting it. Now that we have it, it should also give it to get a little more confidence.
Well, exactly, Ozzy. It's still a buyer's market out there for sure, but there's definitely more confidence to go in there. People are seeing the rates going the right way. You know, a little bit of a reduction. We haven't seen one for a while, and it's nice to see. They're uncertain if we're going to have another rate reduction. But, you know, like you were saying earlier, you can get a 3.94% fixed rate right now and a variable about at the same price, depending if it's CMHC insured or not. You get a little bit of a difference if it's CMHC insured or if it's just a normal with 20% down. But the rates are reasonable. They're under 4%. And, you know, that's pretty good rate to see out there, which is nice.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for a mortgage or if you're renewing, one of the places to go is ratehub.ca. So that's ratehub.ca. And their best five-year fixed rate, they say, look, they're looking at all of the banks and they're saying it's 3.9%. And they show you at RateHub which banks has it. Now, most banks, the window rate is about 4.59%, like at the Royal Bank, and it's 4.63 at National Bank, and TD Canada Trust has 4.64. But they're always saying, we have some special offers. We have a what they call a switch rate at the RBC purchase and switch. I guess you switch your mortgage from another institution. In other words, they're saying, talk to us, right? Even though the prime is now 4.7%, which means that RBC, they're at their own prime, which is what they're lending at, is 0.8% below the prime. So their mortgages, in fact, their loans are 3.9%. So the big thing is that if you have a variable rate, it makes a difference. If you have a loan, it makes a difference. If you have a HELOC, it makes a difference. If you have a five-year fixed rate, this not going to come down as much or as fast or as low because they're tied to the bond rates.
Right, exactly. The other thing is that, you know, make sure you follow OzBuzz because, you know, you talk about rates regularly and, you know, because sometimes you'll get a renewal form from the bank and it'll be at their posted rate. And if you just, you know, do what a lot of people do is they just sign it without realizing, oh, by the way, I could have got a little bit better of a rate if I had just, you know, flinched a little bit, like you like to say. And, you know, so flinching, hey, by the way, can I get a better rate? And if also you know the information because you're following OzBuzz as an Aussie, you know, that helps to get that better rate. So it's good to be paying attention to that. Make sure you check before you sign something.
Yeah, don't take it for granted that just because you've been a customer for a long time that they give you the best rate. That is actually the opposite. They're going after the new customer that they don't know because they want that new business. You, they already have you in the bag. So, you know, argue. They will listen to you. There's no question that they want your business, and business is down in general compared to, say, 3 or 4 years ago where our sales are down 40% or so. So their mortgages are down. So they will definitely talk to you. Just like the builder that has unsold inventory, go in there and make a stink bit, make an offer, you know, negotiate, because that's what a buyer's market is all about. You know, don't cry. Don't say, oh my God, you know, what's going on? The end of the road is happening. No, there's a real opportunity out there. Every day, somebody sends me a deal that they made themselves. I got this. Was this a good deal? Or I'm really happy with this deal. Or, you know, so because that's, people are realizing that, you know, I was running like crazy 4 years ago when things were a lot more expensive. Look, the average price in Surrey for a single family home was 1.95, so almost $2 million in April 2022. Today it's $1.4 million. That's $500,000 below. That's no chicken feed.
That's some substantial, and you know, I work here all the time and it's substantial. And that's what people are doing right now, trying to figure out what that level is right now. And that's why, you know, it's a buyer's market. People are still at this, you know, higher price in some cases. Now, if you missed all that market 3 years ago and you didn't pay attention to it, because most people don't, you know, you buy a house, you live there for 5 or 10 years, and then you make a move. Some people have been in their houses for 20, 25 years, you know, so all of that, the ups and downs don't really affect it. What is the market today in today's market? Places that are being listed today in the right prices, they're getting activity. You know, it's the people that unfortunately bought 2-3 years ago that are having troubles because they're trying to minimize their losses, you know, and understandably so, you know, so a lot of those people are in trouble in that respect. But most of the marketplace is pretty steady and pretty good.
So it depends also on the timing. But, you know, when you look at the Canadian Real Estate Association said we've had the best August across the country in 4 years, right? Now that's what we've been arguing all the time. The British Columbia Real Estate Association, if you go to their website, they have a great city by city summary every month. And their August summary is really interesting in that it's all over the place. I think you might have talked about it before, but Chilliwack has sales down by 14%. Then you go to Powell River, it's up by 71%. And that's 3 months in a row in Powell River. So I don't know what's going on in Powell River, but that's actually, the market is pretty darn good, you know, in terms of maybe they have come down to a level that is comfortable. So if you look at the area that you personally as a buyer are in, look at a local professional realtor, a local professional mortgage broker, and then negotiate the best deal that you can get.
Well, and you're right. And, you know, you're right. I mean, as you've always said, you can't put one hand in boiling hot water and another hand in freezing cold and on average be warm. Look at the stats. I mean, across Canada, August has been up. In British Columbia, in our Fraser Valley, for example, we're 36% below our 10-year average right now. So, I mean, that's not a good sign. And I mean, across Canada, things are picking up. But I mean, that's part of the challenge we're having. You know, people are leaving, you know, they're going to smaller towns like Powell River, Kelowna, you know, 100-mile house, Port Alberni, you know, they're maybe going to Halifax or maybe, you know, so there is some movement around. And that's why you're seeing some of these smaller communities doing quite well. Chilliwack, for example, used to be, you know, we've got a great deal in Chilliwack. As a matter of fact, for right now, you can buy a property that I have listed for $699,000. It's right beside a new, you know, it's got the possibility of a future development property. It's an older house on it, and it's got a coach home at the back of it that's rented out for $1,500. It's listed right now at $699,000. That's a heck of a good buy. You know, we've got another property in New Westminster, for example. It's 1,200 square foot. It's got a beautiful view of the river, and it's a condo. Thank you. It's a condo in New Westminster, 1,200 square feet. Previous sales were in the 850, 900s. You can buy that for just above 700,000. That's that price per square foot. What is that? Let me look at that. The price per square foot is under $700 a square foot. I mean, that's pretty good value for a concrete building looking over the river. You know, so I mean, there's some substantial opportunities out there right now.
That's actually interesting. You know, I've always liked New Westminster. It's sort of the underappreciated, almost in town place. I mean, you're 20 minutes by SkyTrain. And in my past life, I seem to have lived several different lives. But when I was working in Taiwan, we had the waterfront property towers in New Westminster were just being built by Andre Mona, I think I remember. And we were selling those, in the 90 to $150,000 range for a condo, right? But right on the water, and it's really beautiful how the buildings have blended now. Of course, it's, you know, 20 years ahead of time, but there's a lot of opportunity for it's almost like a seasoned community, right? All the sidewalks are beautiful, all the
they've really done a nice job.
And you're right on the river. You can walk, and you're close to everything, the amenities. And when they put the police office downtown, you know, things are really perked up in terms of the crime and so on. So, you know, New Westminster is one of those areas that you sometimes forget to look. And really, from a community point of view, and from a getting place point of view, you're very central.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, you're right. I mean, they've done a great job with the waterfront. They've really made it beautiful. It's a nice walking, safe neighborhood. I see people fishing there, you know. I mean, it's really you pop onto the SkyTrain, you've got comedy shops there, you've got nice shops, you know, we have a lot of functions there. They have a nice function where you can have, you know, where we've done events for the women's shelters, things like that. So there's really some nice areas, a lot of bridal shops. I mean, it's a really quaint neighborhood, I think.
A movie theater where you can lay down while you watch the movie. You know, there's very few movie centers that allow you to literally being in full stretch reclining to watch a movie. Very important point for New Westminster. Anyways, we have a couple of good deals. We have the interest rates made everybody happy. And one of the biggest letters I get to Ozbuzz is always, what exactly is a stink bit and how do I negotiate? And, you know, at our next Real Estate Action Group meeting on October the 6th, I'm going to take a real, real sharp look at how do you write this offer that stands a good chance of being accepted, even though the price is below? You know, what exactly is a stink bit? You know, how much you have to craft some of the idea, knowing the vendor's objective, knowing the buyer's objective, knowing what you're buying, where you're buying, do the research that you do, and then how you negotiate it. You mentioned earlier about the technique of flinching. You know, we're going to talk about that, but there's many other techniques that you, looking at your own personality on how you can negotiate, even with your realtor, negotiate in terms of how much time is he going to spend on your home. And you may not like me to tell him, but I'm talking to the buyers and the sellers, not the realtors. How do you have the realtor that makes sure that your house, gets sold? And what exactly are they doing? And what is their social media and so on? So we're going to spend some time, like literally in the trenches before the purchase, when you intelligently make an offer, and that you understand a stink bit is better than no bit. And every developer and every owner in the end wants to have that activity. If somebody is willing to write it down, then maybe he's also willing to start out from his point of view at the lowest point. The owner starts at the highest point. He always wants the highest. Yeah, right. Your job as a realtor is to bring those unreasonable people together. But on October the 6th, I want to spend a lot of time with the group to look at years and years of experience on buying and selling real estate. My partner Ralph and I, we bought over 2,000 condominiums in the last, I guess, 15 years. And I've made a lot of mistakes. And sometimes, you know, I always keep saying, people say, you know, you learn from other people's mistakes. No, I had to learn them from my own. And they're really good things to talk about. Anyways, that's what we're going to do on October the 6th. So we have two deals for us, one in New Westminster and one in Chilliwack. What else would you like to tell us?
Well, I think October 6th, let's just talk about that. So we have our REAG meeting October 6th at the Italian Cultural Center. And, you know, if you're not a member, you can contact us and see if you can get a guest pass, because it'll be very good. You know, this is Ozzy speaking about stink bids and also feedback, and you'll see Ozzy live. This is a live meeting. It's not a Zoom call. So, you know, this is October 6th. We usually meet at 6 o'clock, 6:30 till 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then we have a, you know, we have a glass of wine or a beer afterwards and get to socialize with everybody. And it's a great meeting. It's been around for what, 25 years now, almost 20.
Yeah.
You know, so
we're gonna for October, November, and January, we're going to go back to the basics. And that the basics are very, very simple. How to make money and how not to lose any. Okay, and it's been good. We now have still a sunny Saturday, so I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to head to the beach and walk in the water.
Good for you, Ozzy. Well, I'll be out working those 12 hours that you were talking about, so I hope you have a great day.
Take care.
Thanks, Ozzy. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Push that button.